sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire. Only in America can a kid without a cent get a break and maybe grow up to be president.
Tell me how you're maintaining your focus.
My focus?
Yeah, on the book. And just in general, like, how have you focused on your...
That wasn't hard, because it just came out. When I was writing it, I just poured out each lesson. Each chapter is actually a lesson. When you have something to say, it's not hard to focus. And I just wrote down what I had to say. But one chapter is on focus. It was something that I was told at one point in my life that I had to focus. I got to focus. And I thought, well, sure. Every time you're doing your day-to-day activities, you're focusing. So what's the big deal? Yeah, sure, I'm focusing. Well, only until I had my back against the wall financially and sales on one of the products were not doing well, I had to make something happen. I absolutely had to make something happen that it wasn't happening fast enough. It forced me to focus in a way I never knew existed. It forced me to focus every single day from 8 till 5, every moment, every minute of a given day between those hours. I focused on what can I do to move this product forward, to get it starting to sell, to get the word out, whatever. What fax did I need to send? What email did I need to write? What phone call I had to make? What letter I had to write. I had to do something. It didn't matter how big of a deal it was or how minute of a detail it was. It was so important to do something. And that's what it forced me to do, to focus on every moment. What can I do to move this step forward, this project forward? And it was amazing how many small details that were included in the focus that it all came into fruition, and it really made things happen over a short time because of this absolute focus. So that's what one chapter goes into some detail about, how I learned that and the importance of focus.
Fatherly Advice with Bruce Douglas Clark.